Giroux was that rare vocalist who won Grammys in the jazz, pop, and R&B categories, and his voice was as flexible as his approach to genres. Listen to his very first album, recorded in 1965 with just a jazz piano trio. You can already hear the sliding and bending of notes that would eventually make him a favorite of jazz fans all over the world.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things.
A few years after releasing that album, Giroux walked away from a career as a vocational rehab counselor with a degree in psychology. He became a full-time musician, and he spent his earliest years bouncing between San Francisco, New York, and his native Milwaukee. After settling in Los Angeles in 1971, Giroux was finally heard by the right people and was signed to Warner Brothers Records. He then released a string of albums that fell into a sweet spot between jazz, pop, and R&B. He mimicked the sound of percussion and bebop drums. He scatted, he wrote lyrics to instrumental jazz classics, all of which made him very popular among jazz fans. He wasn't the first to do these things, and he consistently acknowledged his debt to his predecessors. In this 2011 interview with NPR, he marveled at the skills of one of his heroes, singer John Hendricks, on a Miles Davis classic, Freddy the Freeloader.
In that solo of Trains, which is something like, it's that complex and precise in the notes that have to be sung, and then to have the idea that you can write a lyric for that and say, speaking of Freddy, who is Freddy to me? And all these stories about the kind of drink that he sells and kind of bar he tends, that's insane.
Speaking of Freddy, oh, that was he.
Giroux could more than hold his own with that tradition, as he does here on another jazz classic, Waltz for Debbie, written by pianist Bill Evans.
She dances to silent music, songs that are spun of gold somewhere in her own little head.
Al Giroux wrote much more than scattable lyrics to jazz tunes.
We're in this love together. We got the kind that lasts forever.
In 1981, his song We're in This Love Together kicked off a decade of non-stop top-selling albums, tours, and four of his eventual seven Grammys. In fact, this song and the album that it came from, Breaking Away, is what made the jazz vocalist a pop star. It reached number 10 on the Billboard pop charts and pulled off the unlikely feat of being number one on both the jazz and R&B charts. In 1985, he wrote the theme song for the popular television show Moonlighting, where millions heard his voice every week.
Some walk by night, some fly by day. Nothing could change you.
Al Giroux took some flack from so-called jazz purists who thought little of his use of funk and pop backbeats as well as the glossy production of smooth jazz. But his fans were legion, and he was a popular draw at jazz festivals and concerts from his initial successes in the 1980s right up until recently when he stepped away from touring this week because of exhaustion. His death was announced today on his official website, and his manager, Joe Gordon, explained that music was only his second priority. His first was healing and comforting. Gordon wrote, quote, he needed to see a warm, affirming smile where there had not been one before, and song was just his tool for making that happen.
Better than four sets of dizzy, better than Count Basie's band, better than Rollins and Coltrane better than me understand.
Al Jarreau's own beaming smile was always part of his concerts, and whether he had people dancing in the aisles with pop or tapping their toes to bebop, he was a singular presence in jazz with a one-of-a-kind voice.
Except being in love. Oh, do you know? Lucy and Dizzy, better than Route 66, better than Huntley and Brinkley, better than quiz shows all fixed, better than Kildare and Casey, sing it with Mitch, better than Hitchcock and Karloff, better than clicking the switch, better than movies late at night, or watching Abel Griffith fight, better than Dead Bay, except being